Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 5th of November 1970. The vision of the entire world is on me as I perform in this drama. Can each of you see your light and might and discern it? Do you experience yourself to have the power of discrimination? Do you consider yourself to be an image that is still making effort? Or do you also consider and experience yourself to be an image that grants visions in a practical form? Or is that the final stage? Which image will your devotees, bhagats, have a vision of if they were to come in front of you at this moment? What vision would they have? An image that grants visions would always grant a vision of the perfect stage. However, if anyone were to come in front of you now, would you be able to grant them that vision? It isn't that they will continue to have a vision or fluctuation in your effort, is it? If there is any movement at the time of taking a photograph, would the photograph be good? In the same way, you must consider that your photograph is being taken at every second. At the time of taking a photograph, you have to pay attention to everything. In the same way, you constantly have to pay attention to yourself. At each second of the most elevated confluence age, a photograph is being taken of you by the camera of the drama. This photograph will then be remembered in the form of some divine activity. All the images of the different stages of the present time will be worshipped in different forms. Always have the consciousness that your photograph is being taken by the camera of the drama. Each image and each divine activity of the present time are worthy of being praised and worshipped. Just as when you perform a drama on the stage and visualize it, you pay so much attention. In the same way, consider yourself to be playing a part on the unlimited stage. The vision of the souls of the entire world is directed towards me. By considering this to be so, you will quickly be able to imbibe perfection. Do you understand? Constantly remember one slogan through which you can easily become perfect. What slogan will you remember? The children answered, "We have to return home and then come back here." Baba continued, "That is good. You have to go, but in which stage? Do you have to return having become perfect? Or just like that? What will you remember for this? To delay is dangerous. If you delay in anything, there will be that much delay in the right to the fortune of the kingdom. Therefore, constantly remember that according to the present time, you must not delay for even 1 second. The method to finish waste thoughts every day is to fix your appointments diary at Amritvela. Nowadays, whilst making effort to become complete, that is, perfect and karmatit, everyone complains about the same thing time and time again. They wish to become complete, but that complaint doesn't allow them to become complete. What complaint is that? The complaint is that of waste thoughts. The storms of waste thoughts create obstacles to their becoming complete. This is the complaint of the majority of you. Today, Baba is giving you a yukti to finish that. How will you finish the complaint of the waste thoughts of the mind? The pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. But there are different yuktis for that. What are they? Important people have an appointment diary for their every day. Every moment, every hour is fixed. In the same way, you are also the most important of all. So, at Amrit Vela, fix your appointment diary. If you keep your mind busy in the appointments at all times, then the waste thoughts will not take up any time in between. When you keep yourself free from an appointment, then the waste thoughts take up that time. And so, you must learn the method to check your time. You must make your own appointments for what you have to do throughout the whole day. Then, your time will be used in a worthwhile way. There are four things in which you have to appoint your mind. Number one is meeting, that is, milan. Number two, speaking, that is, varnan. Number three, merged in love, that is, magan. And number four is to have love, that is, lagan. A lot of time is taken up in developing that love. You only stay in the stage of being merged in love for a short time. Therefore, there are the stages of having love, that is lagan, being merged in love, magan, to celebrate a meeting, milan, and speaking, varnan. Speaking is service. Meeting is to have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. You meet Bab Dada, do you not? So, fix your time in these four aspects. If your appointments for the entire day are fixed every day, then the waste thoughts will not have any time in between to disturb you. Because important people are busy, they cannot give any time or attention to wasteful matters. In the same way, fix your time in a daily timetable. I want to give this much time to this matter and this much time to that matter. By fixing your appointments in this way, you will be able to finish this complaint and you will then become complete. Do you understand? Acha, to be a master almighty authority means to be beyond feeling sensitive, to be full in all aspects, and accordingly be the one who finishes all the flows and the flue. Have you become Master Almighty Authorities? Has this group of half-kumars already become Master Almighty Authorities? Or have you come here to become that? Those of you who think that you have come here to become that, raise your hand. And those who have already become that, come to the front. When you are a Master Almighty Authority, you have passed. You never fail then. You never fail in any aspect. Acha, are you ever susceptible to feeling sensitive? Have you received the certificate of being feeling proof from your instrument teacher? According to the present time, this is not a small thing. According to an effort maker of the present time, even a small thing is counted as something big. Do you understand? To the extent that a person is wealthy or important, accordingly, the punishment of being fined even one penny for any small mistake or bad action is great. In the same way, according to the present time, even something small is counted in the list of something big. To be a Master Almighty Authority means to be beyond feeling sensitive, to be full in all aspects such as knowledgeful. There is the suffix full after each word. To the extent that someone becomes full, accordingly he will finish all the flows and the flue. Flawless means full. Are all of you a master or mighty authority? Those of you who did not raise your hand are also master or mighty authorities, because you have made the Almighty Authority Father belong to you. You have made the Almighty Authority Father belong to you in all relationships. When you have such a great practical example, why do you not know and accept yourself? If you constantly have this practical example in front of you, then it is very easy for you to become a conqueror of Maya. Do you understand? Since you have forged all relationships with the One Father, what else remains? When there is nothing remaining, where will the intellect be drawn to? If the intellect is wandering here and there, it shows that you have not forged all relationships with the One. The sign of having forged all relationships with Baba is that you will have broken away from all others. If there is no other destination, where will the intellect go? All the other destinations have been removed, and all the relationships are forged with the One. Then, the complaint that the intellect wanders here and there will be finished. Acha, purity is the prosperity of the confluence age. Since you understand that you are in a bhakti, why have you especially come to this bhakti? You should say that you are in a bhakti, but you have come to check and verify to what extent your battery is charged. Have you come to charge it or to check it? The children said, both. All of you are the valuable, serviceable workers group. You heard the title of this group? Everyone is happy on hearing this title. However, there is a but to it. It is the group of workers, but together with being workers, do you know what you sometimes do? Bap Dada sees the actions of the workers from the subtle region. Sometimes you perform a very wonderful circus. In a circus, they show various acts, and in the same way, each of you shows your own circus. It is worth seeing the parts that you play in this circus. Sometimes the workers show their fearsome form, but instead of adopting a fearsome form on their weaknesses, you show the circus of the fearsome form over others. Whether in interaction with others, whether in a family, whether in godly relationships, you show the circus of a fearsome form in all three aspects. Sometimes, you show the other circus of swinging in the swing of waste thoughts. In fact, you have to swing in the swing of supersensuous joy, but instead of that, you swing in the swing of waste thoughts. What is the third circus you show? You show the circus of changing your stage. The majority of you play the part of changing your form and your stage. So while sitting in the subtle region, Bap Dada sees the circus of the group of workers. You are very good effort makers. But whilst making effort, you sometimes have the desire to instantly experience the reward of having made good effort. So, you have the desire, and it is good, but you have to accumulate your fruit. The word but sometimes brings a lack of reward when you have the desire to experience the reward of your effort instantly. Do you understand? You have to finish this here before you go. Finish the desire for a reward and simply make good effort. Instead of the word desire, remember the word good. Do you understand? Desire finishes cleanliness, and instead of cleanliness, you become a warrior. This is the present result. Workers means the ones who are the doers, not the warriors. Bap Dada knows that this is the group of those in whom Bap Dada has hope. You are those in whom Bap Dada has hope. You are courageous, but you just have to add one aspect. You have to become those who have the power of tolerance. Then, simply from being those in whom Bap Dada has hope, you will become the image of success. Do you understand? At present, you are the group in whom Bap Dada has hope, and by adding this one aspect, you will become the image of success. The sign of closeness to perfection is success. To the extent that you see yourself as an image of success, accordingly consider yourself to be that close to perfection. What slogan will this group keep in front of themselves in order to become the image of success? The slogan is, "Purity is the prosperity of the confluence age." The slogan is, "Purity is prosperity." There is so much detail in purity. The teachers will give you a class on what purity is and what yuktis you can imbibe it. Purity is prosperity. This is the elevated slogan of this group. At the time of completion, Baba will give you an exam on perfection. Baba is telling you the question paper in advance, so it will be easy to pass in that, will it not? Baba will give a paper in four aspects on what perfection is, but Baba will not tell you what those four aspects are now. Acha Om Shanti.